Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Partly cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 36 degrees.
Booyah! W8FU.
Good morning. Coffee and oatmeal raisin cookies. Yum. Happy Tuesday. I take it you were off yesterday. W8RCY.
Oh, yeah. I get those bank holidays, Veterans Day among them. So what I say, I thank you for your service. I really mean it.
Absolutely 100% agree. And, you know, like with the story of my dad serving in World War II. But, yeah, so, yeah, no argument there. So, I just stayed up late Sunday night watching that football game, and next thing you know, it's Monday, and I didn't get to bed at, like, 1:30 in the morning. And the next thing I know, I didn't go to bed till midnight last night. It's like, wow, where'd that whole day go yesterday? And it just flew. And it's midnight, and I'm still up. Well, I finally went to bed, and I got about 4 hours of sleep last night.
I used to do that all the time. In fact, I rarely ever got to bed before midnight. And, you know, then I'd have to get up and for the longest time as a young man, made me chronically late. Minutes, but still chronic. And I've always worked in an industry or for places where I could get away with it for the most part. But not without harassment. And then something happened. I don't know when, but it's been quite a while now. I can't remember the last time I've had trouble getting up. But yet I still was staying up really, really late, right? So, you know, but I was able to get up on time. And then now it's transitioned to the point where I really have a tough time staying up past midnight. Even on a weekend, sometimes it gets to be going on midnight and I'm like beat. Can't stay awake. And usually I'm up, you know, well before the alarm. So it's weird how you change over time. And now I can hardly stay up that late anymore. But man, I used to always, not terribly long ago either. Well, my significant other gets to work from home, and it was a off day for her. Businesses are closed, and she, you know, flips houses, and a lot of finances get thrown around. So she really didn't do much yesterday at all but try to sleep. And she couldn't sleep. Dog was always, you know, problem and everything else. She got up this morning, probably about 6 o'clock as always, lets the dog out. She gets dressed and goes to Planet Fitness. She called me about 15 minutes ago, and she said, I went to Planet Fitness, parked, sat there for about 5 minutes, and she said, not today. And now she's back home. She didn't even hit the gym today. You know, and she's significantly younger than me, and it's like, oh, boy, you're starting to catch up to me. And she just said, shut up. I'm going home, going to work, and that's it. So, yeah, it's just weird. I guess, you know, these I've watched a couple of Sunday night football games, and they start them at 8:30 Eastern. They don't end until after midnight, and then you watch a little bit of the post game. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and then you got to get up and start your routine on Monday. Oh, yeah. No question about that. I don't know if I'd get all geared up and all the way to the park spot and decide not to. Maybe. I don't know if I ever done that, I can't decide. But I know I've had that feeling sitting in the house, you know, before I actually got out in the car. And when I was going pretty religiously, I had to work. I had to force myself to not do that, because if you let yourself do that, boy, it has a way of getting to be a regular thing. So, but well, I see anybody can take a day, right? I'm surprised you got suited up and drove all the way there, man. Well, I'm thinking about reinstating my either my Planet Fitness membership, or maybe trying this LA Fitness, just because I've just not been ready for the weather, dealing with the inclement weather and the cold and all that, with us going in the winter. I'm not conditioned. I was biking a lot. I was conditioned, and it didn't really matter how cold it got. And, right now, I think I'm going to have to probably pull the gym thing for the winter. So I may be getting back into that as well. Worked for me really good last time. Yeah, I fully understand that. We have a fitness center here, and obviously it was shut down during COVID, so we couldn't use it. Well, they opened it up this past spring, and we had new machinery put in just before COVID hit. But when they reopened it in spring, they brought in more new machinery. So I think there's only one piece of equipment that's there from the prior to COVID shutdown. And so we got a nice little thing. We got like 4 treadmills, 2 stand-up ellipticals, 2 sit-down style ellipticals, a couple of bikes. One's a recumbent one. And then there's another device there that I can't even figure out what it is. But yeah, they just revamped everything, and they really didn't say anything. They just said, oh, the gym's going to reopen, like, on April 1st.
you know, we walked into Houston and walk in, it's new carpeting, new everything, and it was a complete redo, and it was a nice surprise for them to do that for us. So how hard is it to get on a machine? Is it crowded, or are you pretty much able to get in there and get your workout done no matter what? Well, first of all, the hours are from 8 to 4, and it's not open 24/7 because in case of a senior falling or something like that. And a lot of the seniors here really can't use a lot of the equipment. You know, the facility is 55 and older, and you know how old I am, and I could maybe see myself doing this for maybe about another 2 or 3 years as long as my mobility holds up. But, you know, in the wintertime, if I do any walking, it's going to be on the treadmill, and I can knock out 3 miles in under an hour or so. That's where I'll be come January 1st, maybe a little sooner. With some of the weight I've lost, I'm more determined, and I'm still losing weight. So the only time I really put weight on is when I do foolish things on Saturday mornings. It's a nice little facility, and, you know, you've got little lockers there you can put your stuff in while you're working out. There's mirrors so you can watch the walk. You know, the lockers are behind you. Everything faces in one direction. They got a mirrored wall so you can, you can put a padlock on it if you want, but there's not that many people in there. There's kind of a group of us and, you know, a little clique, and that's about it that use it.
All right. Well, that was what I was asking is, you know, can you usually get on a machine when you go in there? Sounds like it's usually no problem. That's good. So, yeah, I take advantage of that. I at least try to get some treadmill in when the weather's inclement. It's better, better going for a walk outside. I get it. But when there's a foot of snow or 20 below, yeah, just do that. So. Oh man, I gotta do the same. Like they said, I quit going to the gym during COVID, of course, like everyone, because they shut them all down. But when they opened it back up, I wasn't ready to go back. I tried a couple of times and I just didn't feel comfortable. And then, now I'm probably ready. You know, I think we're well beyond anything by leaps and bounds. So maybe I'm ready to go back and try it. Wow, is that the sun? Holy moly. Man, I can't get over how far south it is. It just seems like it was rising almost on this line a few weeks ago. Now it's quite a distance south of me. Ah, well, they're tilt of the earth.
W8RCY. Yeah, I agree. It's just now for me, like I say, the biggest thing for me is the weight loss that I've gone through, and I know I won't tire as easily. I would say 2 years ago, I couldn't do, when I moved in here, I was able to hit the 8th floor on the stairs, no problem. But I put a lot of weight on during COVID and did slow down, sluggish, couch potato stuff. And there was a point there where I couldn't even make it to the 5th floor without having to stop on the stairs. Now I'm back up to about almost to the 8th. I get a little tingly in the chest there when I get between 6 and 7 and I have to stop. So if I keep doing what I do, and I do take the stairs like once every other day, and that's one of the things I've been doing for quite a while. Plus, it helps with my mobility, and that's one of the things that my physical therapists are telling me to do. You know, do some stairs, you know, like every day or every other day. Just get some stairs in. You don't have to go from the 1st to the 8th, but just get some stairs in so your hips and everything like that keep moving and you don't cramp up. So I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and, and the weight coming off. So that's why come the 1st of the year, I'm going to get back on the treadmill and, like I said, I might even start sooner and go from there. Break. Timeout timer. All right. Well, I will let you continue your ride in, and I'll give a chance to anybody out there to say hello to you as well. 'Cause I want to type the channel with just one person, you and me. I know you have a bigger fan club than I have, so we'll let somebody else talk. You have a great day, and hope everything's okay at the office. WERCY.
I don't think I characterized it that way, but all right. We'll catch you later, and yeah, stairs are great. They're one of the best, so you got that for, well, it's all free for you, but you got stairs to get to your apartment, and heck yeah, do that every other day. All right, catch ya, W8MQ.
Good morning, 0800 hours, sunny, 36 degrees,
WATAP. WATAP. KTT from W8FU.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Sunny, 39 degrees.
KTTO, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 42 degrees.
W8 Fox United.
Did everything go as planned?
Yes, but I forgot about another meeting I had at 10, and I had another guy blowing up my phone over another thing I have to schedule, and I have some, now I got some running around. It has been one of the crazier mornings I've had recently, so. But everything's going well, despite that.
I'm taking it easy here for a little bit. I'm going to head towards the office in a second. But seeing all these charges on the checkbook called Facebook TEC. And I'm not sure what Facebook is charging me for, but it's a couple hundred bucks. So I don't know how or why or whatever, but for some reason, I'm getting charged. A big mystery.
That sounds like a big steaming pile of doo-doo. Huh. I would definitely get on the horn and figure out what the hell that is. All right, I just pulled back up the shop. I got to run inside, and I got to grab a document. Run back to my other location, so I'll be back. Good luck. Figure it out. W8FU.
See you in a bit. November 8th, KPP. I figured it out in 8KPP.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 45 degrees.
W8FU.
I figured it out.
And?
I have a set of those Oculus glasses, and they charge for updates and software and stuff like that. So every time I said, oh, this looks cool, they charge it to your Facebook account, which I guess makes sense.
All right, well, I guess my question is, what is an Oculus glass? And that seems like a lot of money, or would you have done something differently had you realized they were charging you?
Oculus glass are those like 3D glasses, virtual reality glasses that you put on and it makes you look like you're in an alternate universe. And the one software program I would have bought is kind of a stretchy exercise program where you try to hit all these balls in the air and stuff like that. So that's a pretty good program, and that one program was like $100. So I probably would have spent most of it anyways. And then the other ones were a bunch of little programs I put in there for the grandkids. So, yeah, I probably would have done it if I would have known.
All right, well then, no harm, no foul. So, just a little bit of a surprise. So, all right, well, that's cool. Well, now you know. And virtual reality glasses. So it's for doing virtual reality type gaming or, well, I guess it's more than gaming, right? But, cool. I can't say it's something on my radar, but I wouldn't mind trying it one day.
I'll bring them with me next time, and we'll send you into outer space. I'm sure Captain Donna's got a set of them.
Do they have Madame Tussauds, House of Ill Repute? Because I'm all in for that one.
I imagine you could go anywhere you wanted to go with these things. 3D porn, maybe? I don't know.
It'll probably be their best seller, seeing if that's like the internet's number one thing. Crazy. Oh, well, anyhow, at least he figured it out. Now I got to figure out. I got to go back to my dispatch center and figure out what's going on there, and then I'm going to be down in the south end of the county. Got to get some lunch, so that's the rest of my agenda is looking to shaping up pretty much like that.
Yeah, I told her yesterday, I said a funny story. I was at the lab getting some blood work done, and the lady was just small talking, whatever, and she said that she was getting kind of tired of doing this, and she, you know, her dream job was to be a dispatcher. And I told her, I says, I'll tell you what, I says, the Macomb County place is the place to go. I says, I know it's a pretty stressful job, but if you can deal with it, it's a pretty good job. And she goes, oh, really? And she was sounding really interested. I says, I don't know how to apply, but I says, if you can cut it, I says, a lot of people like that job, but it takes a special person to do it. So, and I said, I know of a handful of people that weren't able to make it. So I put a plug in for you guys yesterday.
Oh, man, anybody that's got those chops can pretty much name where they want to go. They can get a job anywhere. There's everyone's always looking for dispatchers, especially if you're any good at it. And really, it's, you know, it is a stressful job, and it can be. Now, I will say this about our place, not trying to toot the horn or anything like that. Well, I guess I am, but, you know, they're very good at training. They're very good at compartmentalizing, making sure that everybody knows their roles and what they're responsible for and their duties. You know, so I just, some dispatch centers, you know, it's kind of like sink or swim. You know, they throw you in the deep end, and I just don't see it as being really conducive. I mean, everyone has their version of, you know, of training and bringing people on and everything like that, but I think they do it really, really well here. We got that whole training center you've seen at our place that, you know, they start them out there, you know, very much out of the fire. and then they bring them over, and then you've got different levels, you know. So I just think that, you know, if you're going to be successful, this is as good a place as any to be successful. Now, whether it's the one to work at, I have not in any way looked at the, you know, the prices, you know, the what they're paying. You know, I don't know how we rank pay-wise compared to other places, so that could be a factor. But, I recommend this is a good place for somebody interested in that line of work. It's got a pretty good command structure, a pretty good group of people to work for, I think.
Yeah, well, she was talking, she was getting kind of tired of sticking people, and, you know, and she said that was her, I said, well, what would you do? And she brought that up, and I said, oh, so I said, I don't know where to go, I said, but, I said, but research it on the internet, and I said, and go apply. I said, they'll train you, they'll do everything. So she found it interesting, she was thankful that I told her how to do it, so maybe next time I see you, if I do see her again, I'll tell her which way to go, you know. I mean, I told her, I said, I wasn't connected to anything or anybody, I said, but I just know it takes a special type of person to do it, and, you know, she works in a urology office, so I imagine she's seen everything, and she's got some medical background that would also help, you know, so I do know that a relative of mine worked there for a while. He couldn't cut it, so, you know, but it's definitely it's either you or it's not you. And if it's you, it's the greatest thing in the world.
All right, I just got back to my site here, and I've got to go inside and figure out where we're at. I got some other stuff to do here. I'll catch you in a bit. W8FU.
Okay. November 8. KPP.
KE8VSI, how are ya?
What up, Mr. Greg? How goes the world?
It goes well. I was just thinking about you. Because I got a hankering for some Sloppy Joes, and I think we got that at that restaurant, kind of New Baltimore-ish on 23 Mile.
Let's figure a day and do it. I'm in.
Okay, well, I'm going right now, so you're welcome to join. I'm with my wife, and we're just doing some errands, but I wanted to get the name of the place and kind of exactly where it was. Was it past county line, that kind of thing? I don't exactly remember where the heck I was.
I'm going to have to think. I can't remember where it was. Let's see. It was it just in New Baltimore, past New Baltimore on county line? Is that where it was? M29 Diner?
I don't know. You're the one that had me and Sean meet you there. I think so. It was on the south side of 23 Mile, and it was out that way. I don't remember exactly where. Small little place, and I remember I got some pretty good Sloppy Joes, so I'm going to go seek them out.
Yeah, it's called the Pit Stop. It's in Anchor Bay, right when you, in New Baltimore. Right when you come into town, it's on the right-hand side on 23 Mile. So, yes. First stoplight as you're coming into town, then look right.
Ah, yes, that was it, Pit Stop. Very good. So what are you up to today?
I'm heading towards the office. Things have been really busy in Wally World lately. Last week I spent the week out in Las Vegas working, taking some tests in a class. We had to get recertified in the car lift business, and I'm always the candidate for taking tests in the company and getting licenses, because that stuff, you know, like any other ham, that stuff just kind of comes natural to you, so I don't even have to raise my hand. They just go, Wally, go do this. So I did. So I spent 8 hours in a classroom, 4 hours taking a test, and I'm sure I got it. I'm not too worried about that. The basic electrical mechanic, and we all know all of us have got that. So, other than that, back to work this week, and
trying not to get too deep into things, but getting a lot of good business calls. So things are going good with us for our end of the world anyways.
Ah, very good. So you absolutely are keeping busy. Jeez. At electrical and mechanical, I'm assuming, being it's a car lift, that there was some safety questions on there too.
Yeah, some of them are pretty silly, like, you know, the latching mechanism and how does it work, and, you know, electrical, you know, how much amperage does this thing, you know, just all the stuff that, you know, you just know innately. And after a while, all of that stuff just kind of interconnects anyway, you know, everybody's got their own special little spin on it, but, so I'm not too worried about that. And then we got one other guy that works for us, he's pretty sharp, the guy's got a bachelor's degree in business, and he's a repair technician for us, and I said, why are you doing this? And he goes, I don't want to be in an office. So, okay, so he went with me. So that was fun, and then the rest of it was the SEMA show, and that was pretty involved. So it's been a good time. How long before you're at Anchor Bay? Because I think I got a one-something appointment.
I am eastbound 23 miles just past Card Road. So 10 minutes, maybe 15.
Okay, let me look at my phone and run in the office here real quick. I will call you back. Let you know if I can fit it in.
Bye, Joe. I'll talk to you soon, KD8 BSI.
And AKCP.
I just saw your car go by. Greg, I was watching for you.
I just looked up when I was passing cars to tell Wally where I was, and I go to Sue here. Oh, look, there's Dave. That's his new house. So I was pointing at you while you were looking at my car. You can get out for lunch. I'm doing Sloppy Joe's. You know where we're going.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't. All my meetings are starting in about 8 minutes, so I got a little bit of a lull here, and then it's going to be a busy time between 11:30 and about 2.
All righty, very good.
Did you notice the grass? The sprinklers were running, too. You drove by really quick, so you probably didn't notice much.
Oh, it was pretty quick. The only thing I saw when I got kind of past it was I could see that your car was in the driveway, but no, other than that, just saw your house.
Yeah, I just reluctantly approved the deck quote. It was pretty high for what, but this guy has a very good portfolio of decks he's done. He showed us lots of pictures, so I know this guy knows what he's doing, so paying for his knowledge, I think.
Yeah, there's something to be said for quality work and then backing it up when it's done, so, you know, I don't mind paying a little more for that.
Yeah, we have so much garbage bags out at the curb, I haven't checked to see if the garbage company came by, but I'm going to be testing them very well today.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I saw the pictures you put up on that. Yeah, I think you'll be fine. No big deal. They're just going to, they got to go, oh, yeah, I just moved in, whatever. They probably don't even care. I got some blue lights ahead. I got a contention KKBSI.
All righty, enjoy your lunch there, and we will talk later. I got to get to the call anyways. KFADA.
BSIKBP.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly sunny. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 47 degrees.
Good afternoon, this is Tim, ADHJL. I just listened to the repeater identify itself, and I have a dumb question. We tend to call this the K8FBI system, but does each repeater have its own unique call sign, and does it each repeater uniquely identify with its own call sign? Just thought I'd ask if anybody knows. ADHJL.
The person you would want to ask at is called W8FU. He's working right now, but he's out and about a lot. He's one of the primaries of all the repeaters that are connected on this.
Sounds good. ADHL.
Your name's KPP.
ADHL, mobile monitoring.
Hey, Tom.
Hey there, how was your trip out west?
Very busy and lots of walking, about 13,000 steps a day. So one would think that you'd lose weight doing that much, but of course you'd eat like a king when you're out there too.
Yeah, especially with all those 99 cent buffets and all the casinos.
Oh, you ain't been out there in a while. Vegas has gotten greedy. There is no such thing as that anymore. They even got to the point now when you're gambling, they charge you for drinks.
Wow. Well, of course, I haven't been out there in 30-plus years, so... You know, I just remember 99-cent shrimp cocktails at Circus. I know the buffets were, you know, like $8.99, maybe more, maybe less. I don't know. You didn't have to gamble to be in there.
No, there's nothing cheap up there anymore. They don't care if you're gambling or if you're not. It doesn't matter. You're sitting there playing a machine or whatever. You know, you have to be gambling a whole bunch of money before they start comping you things. Nowadays, just the average gambler, those days are gone.
Gotcha. Well, I just popped off of our local, Micro Center. They picked up the 4G LTE modem for like $50. So let's see if that's going to work with my T-Mobile 5G SIM chip.
I was just there the other day, Micro Center, and I picked up a brand new monitor, 31, 32-inch monitor for home. So high resolution, 4K, I don't forget what it is. It's the one above 1080, so 14.4. So I picked one of those up. So it's the place for geeks.
Yeah, I wanted something. I mean, I know you can get hotspots at, you know, T-Mobile or Verizon or whatever else. But what I wanted it for is I got two extra SIM chips on my plan. So I'm going to take it, put it into the LTE modem, which has two Cat5 connections on it, and then plug my OpenSpot into it.
What are you trying to do, get on the node while you're mobile?
You read my mind.
Yeah, I was trying to get Dave to make some sort of code, but he's been real, real busy, so we could punch in a command and connect a repeater to the node, you know, and then have a different tone, but I know it's quite involved, and I know he's busy building houses and moving, so I figured that'll be a project down the road, but... You know, I know we've talked about it, but whether or not it's doable, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, because Don set up the radio with home and travel in all channels, and then simplex DMR. So, when I'm on the road, I'm on TV 51, and when I'm at home, I go to 3126.
Oh, different zones, you mean? That's a good idea.
Yeah, that way I should be using Quad Talk Group 51 through my open
What do you have for a radio? Are you using a mobile radio or are you still using a handy talkie with an outside antenna?
No, I'm on my mobile. It's a Leco DR735T. I got a MR77 dual band on the roof. I don't want to put too many holes in this service van. I can sell the others, and believe me, I've got a lot of holes in them. So, I'm on the Warren Tower right now, but I'm up in Auburn Hills.
Oh, very good. Okay, that explains it. So, okay. I'm going to have to get out of here in about 3-4 minutes. I've got an appointment at 1:45, so it's 1:36, so that gives me about 4 minutes of chatting. So if I say bye and we're into talking about something exciting, just to let you know. So, but other than that, I talked to Sean a little bit this morning. Like I said, it's been real busy, sir, in the world of Wally lately, so hopefully it's going to calm down at least until Thanksgiving weekend. Then we got a busy Thanksgiving weekend because my side of the family is on the other side of the state. So then we get to go on a field trip.
Yeah, my son is in Davidson, and him and his girlfriend are coming to my house in Memphis for Thanksgiving. And then after that, for Christmas Eve, we're going to his apartment to meet up with him and his girlfriend and his girlfriend's daughter, kind of like a stepdaughter. They're not married, but he treats her like one. And then from then, we'll oscillate to Grandma's house and bounce around. And I just pulled up in front of mine, or actually in the back side of my office up here on High Metal Circle.
Well, very good. That times out well. I shall talk to you later, sir. Sir, after your final approach, NHKPP.
Well, I'll say 73 to you, sir. Cujo has landed at his home base for work. This is KCKJO.
W8CPP.
Afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly sunny, 48 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 46 degrees.
Hey, station, this is KE2PNY conducting radio check.
KE8RUH, I hear you loud and clear, calling station.
Last station, thank you for the feedback. This is KE2ZNY.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours, sunny, 48 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 44 degrees.
time to go home.
W8HBX, W8HBX, KF8AT.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 41 degrees.
W8EAP. What, no Cujo out here? 6:30, no Cujo? Wow. RCY, W8EAP.
WARCY.
What is going on? What are you doing? Listening to music from the 70s and portion of the 80s. Some artists I haven't listened to in a long, long time. And it just brings back some memories of just some great artists. Great artists? You're talking about Bob Ross or musicians? I can see you liking Boston, ABBA. Let's see, Cowsills.
Yeah, the moment I had keyed, I should have said musicians and not artists. Cat Stevens, Harry Chapin, Jim Croce, some of the early the building years of Neil Diamond, those kind of guys. Just give me a good guitar player and a good song, and I can go pretty much all night. So there's a lot of people that I like that. And in today's world, here we are in the 2020s, and I have some family members that are local artists here in the Detroit area and play the local bars, pubs, and clubs. And I will go see them quite often as well, having one as a family member, too.
I like most of the music from most of those people you mentioned. Gordon Lightfoot, he passed away recently.
Yes, he's another one, and a couple of days ago they were talking about him again because of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, his famous song from 1975, I believe, is when that happened, and the song came out. But yeah, those kind of musicians, that kind of art, those kind of artists, as I would call them as well, just reminiscing about some stuff, and I always like to listen to, and there's a lot of local musicians here in the Metro Detroit area that are just as good as these performers were back then. And I'm just kicking back, like I said, listening to stuff and just having a quiet evening.
Roger. Yeah, I used to be in a band scene years ago, bar bands. And, a lot of them broke up. Not too many places for bands anymore. Very good. What are you listening on? What do you got? Actual stereo system, or just Bluetooth speaker, or what? Could be anything these days.
A wind-up phonograph.
Did I key up on somebody? I heard somebody just as I keyed up. You want to go ahead if somebody's there at a breaking station?
Good evening, fellas. I was just listening about the type of music you guys listen to, what type of equipment you have. So, I like the oldies myself. Didn't mean to bust into your conversation.
No problem. As Eric was asking, what kind of thing I'm using, I'm just, cruising here on there, just
chilling on the couch, and I got my tablet in my hand, and I'm on a YouTube channel, and I was listening to Harry Chapin and the song WOLD, and the previous song to that was obviously one of his big hits, Taxi. And I prefer live performances versus just recordings and studio playbacks.
Joe. Yeah, okay. That's how I listen to music a lot now. On YouTube, and I got some really nice speakers hooked up to my computer or the Alexa devices or in the car. But back in the 70s, everyone had their Pioneer, Sansui, Marantz, you know, 50, 100-watt, 120-watt per channel stereo, big floor speakers, but now a lot of people listen to music on their soundbars on their TV. They have some pretty hi-fi soundbars, too. But yeah, I listen to a lot of YouTube music.
In 1979, I invested in a Harman Kardon system, components, a rack system with floor speakers. I don't even remember how much I invested in it. I don't even remember the number, but that thing was a definite kicker and floor shaker for sure. Now I have a decent Bose system, but I also, like I say, when I'm on YouTube or something, and I just want to put on the tunes and chill out, I have a nice set of headphones that I just hardwire into the tablet. I'm okay with Bluetooth, but when I really want to listen to music and I've got a good sounding set of headphones and I can just crank it up and not be disturbed. But I'm just, like I said, I'm not even on headphones. That's part of the reason why I heard you on the radio, is because if I had headphones on, I would have never heard you at all. I probably wouldn't even have the radio on because it would have been pointless.
Go ahead, Cujo. I was just calling for you about 5 minutes before I talked to Donald out there. Go ahead. What do you got for music listening?
Yeah, you guys are double there. Cujo, go ahead.
You guys are faster tears than I am, and I'm pretty fast. No, I said, I still got my stereo from 1989. It's a Sansui receiver with a Sherwood equalizer, but I got a couple Klipsch bookshelf speakers that are like 300 watts. And then I got the DVD and the tape player still.
Okay, yeah, I gave up all my stuff years ago, about 20 years ago, when I moved into the condo. I just got a TV entertainment system, but years ago I had the Pioneer and Marantz, went to the high-end stereo thing, the vinyl. I still have a lot of vinyl, but I let someone borrow my turntable and never got it back. I don't remember who I lent it to, but you can buy them now. It's no big deal if I ever want to again, but I do most of my listening in the car. That way I can crank it up and not to bother anybody in the house.
Well, living in a senior campus now, a lot of the seniors here can't hear anyway, so I can crank my system up if I wanted to, and nobody's going to come knocking on my door. But I am respectful, and when I plug in the Bose system and I chill in bed with the headphones on and I don't want to be disturbed, like I say, I just crank it up. There are days where my ears are hurting once in a while, but I also know that I'm, you know, being 68, I can't do like I used to, so I got to be careful as well, or I'll, you know, this year I spend my money on eye surgery and next year I'll be getting money to spend on hearing aids, and I don't want to do that. So give me a good songwriter, a guitar, acoustic setting, microphone, and a good cocktail or beer, and I can listen to that kind of stuff all night.
You guys got satellite radio too, or no?
Eric, go ahead.
I think you said satellite radio. Yeah, I got Sirius in all my vehicles, on my Alexa devices, but I also have other music apps. For streaming stations, a friend of mine, me and a friend run a high bit rate classic rock station. It streams at like 320 AAC variable, goes up to like 400K. And there used to be a couple of skills on the Alexa devices where you can play any station, any URL you want, but they took them off, so I can't play them on my Alexa devices, but I got certain apps on my phone where I can play stations, you know, basically any station. I don't have to be tied to like a Pandora app or a Sirius app or a, you know, iHeart or anything like that. It's just a standalone generic app that plays URLs.
Yeah, for me, Sirius Satellite Radio, and I can't remember the name of its competitor at the time, but I was kind of hot and cold with it, and I said, I'm paying this much, and I'm not getting, you know, you tune in a station like, for example, let's just say Neil Diamond, and you just want to hear, you know, just some decent Neil Diamond music, not the live concert versions, but just something you can listen to while you're driving. And the next thing you know, they start playing other artists that are similar to or sound like, and it's like, no, I want to hear Neil Diamond. I don't want to hear, you know, Tom something or another, you know, and it just happens to sound like him. And I kind of got turned off from that stuff. Would you?
I myself like a wide variety of music. I was raised on classical. I was raised on 70s music and 80s, and fife and drum from Scottish marks, from Scottish bands. You know, so I appreciate quite a bit of music, except for that real screamy stuff. No, that's not me. I do like my hard rock, though, too. I like my AC/DC. But I got Sirius in the main here, and I got 90s, and the blend, which is a nice one. It's close to yacht rock, and then I got the 70s. So I got a pretty good variety. KCKGO.
Okay, in order, I have 60s gold, 70s N7, classic vinyl, classic rewind, first wave, Ozzy's Boneyard, Hair Nation, Road Trip, music, Deep Tracks, Bon Jovi Station, Bon Jovi Channel. But yeah, with, there's some custom stations on Sirius and on Pandora. I think Sirius bought Pandora. But anyhow, you could create your own station. I just want Neil Diamond. I just want this group. And it works. I mean, like, 8 out of 10. I mean, there will be a couple bands that are, like, close, like you said, but it will be mostly the ones you pick. But, yep. Yippers. That's what I'm with. Anyhow, I'm pulled up in the driveway, so I'm going to get out of here. Nice talking to you guys. And I'll be back out here maybe later after dinner. WAEAP, take it away. I think the Donald has it, I think.
Yep, I'll jump in. I grew up on big band music because of my parents. And like I said, I'm 68 now. And I was born and raised and, you know, schooled on this guy named Francis Albert Sinatra. You might have heard of him. And all the way to my mother's last breath, when she passed away in this past December. Pujo wouldn't know that, but yeah, Frank Sinatra was a big staple in her life and in mine. And when she passed away, I got a couple of box sets of Frank Sinatra CDs, one that I bought her for her birthday one year, and then I don't know where she got the other one at, but I grabbed that one too. And some of it is, you know, re-recordings, and some of them are a few live performances that he did over the years. And like you said, I too have a large genre of music going back to the Motown era of the 60s and so on and so forth. And I guess I recently heard that Barry Gordy passed away, so that's my thing, and I'll listen to just about anything, but that's pretty much where I'm at. W8RCY, we're clear, have a good night.
I'm a big Glenn Miller fan, and 72 to you, Don, KCK, Joe Cujo, just got home.
Okay, copy that. Have a good night. W8RCY.
Station that was testing. I did hear you, but you were breaking up pretty good and didn't get the whole call sign there.
Good.
This is KZHAF.
100 hours. Clear. 39 degrees.
Go ahead. KE8JNF, I believe. Go ahead.
This is KZ8JF. I was just answering another operator asking for a test, but he was didn't quite read his call sign. He was breaking up a bit. Just responding to that call.
Okay. Then I mixed up. So what repeater are you coming in at on?
I'm coming in on the Warren K8FBI 47.6. Back to you.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm on, too, via telephone link. But, yeah, okay. Sound good. Must be somewhere near Warren, within 5 miles of Warren. You're coming in really strong.
Yeah, not far away. I'm at 14 and Crooks. I'm on a mobile here. Just pulled back up to the house here.
Roger. What did you say your call sign was again? I don't think I've ever talked to you before.
That is Kilo Zulu 8 Juliet Foxtrot, KZ8KF, Jason in Royal Oak.
Roger, this is W8EAP, Whiskey 8 Echo Alpha Papa, Shelby Township. Yeah, there's another guy, KA8JNF, and I kind of got you two mixed up there for a second. Sorry about that. Well, anyhow, welcome to the repeater. I don't know how many times you've been out here, but I don't ever remember hearing that call before. So, hey, if you're new, welcome. If not, then maybe I need to get out here more.
Well, thanks. I tend to listen more than I transmit, but I mostly just because I'm kind of limited to the car at the moment. I'm just about to install an entry panel on the house so I can actually get my antennas run inside and operate in the house, which would be nice. But I've been around a few months. I'm on the Dart a lot and the Spirit of 76 repeater and listen here pretty frequently as well. But thanks for the welcome, and nice meeting you on the radio. But I'm back at the QTH now, so I'm going to head inside, so I'll be clear on your final, 73.
Roger, I think your city name was Jason. This is Eric on this end, by the way. And yeah, I haven't hung out on 2 meters in like 20 years. That's probably why you never heard me, because those are two-meter repeaters you mentioned. I usually listen to UHF. Long story. I'm in a condo. I can't have really any antenna, so I have a couple, 3 ways to get into the repeater. But okay, have a good one. Catch you later. W8EAP.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 35 degrees.
KF8DOT, mobile and listening.
Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 31 degrees.